This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Time of the morning, Paul J. and Chris. We'll talk about these guns in a minute. Headline in USA Today. The shooter sent his girlfriend back home while he planned the crime. Now, she's a Filipino, right?
Yeah, he sent her to the Philippines, and she...
In September.
When she was in the Philippines, well, which was, what, like a week ago. He sent her to the Philippines, and then she traveled to Hong Kong at one point, went back to the Philippines, and then just arrived back at LAX yesterday. And she has been speaking to the FBI as a person of interest. That's so far all they'll say.
Her sisters say they are in shock and insist she had no idea of the horror her partner was plotting.
I'm starting to believe that, and the reason is because, I mean, his own brother had absolutely no clue that and apparently he just never
took... Brother's kind of strange.
People were speculating. There was a psychiatrist I was watching on one of the news shows last night, and he was speculating that this guy may have just had this fantasy that this is what he was going to do, and... Because of something wrong inside his head, he just decided this was definitely the...
It was okay.
It was just fine, and he was going to do this and have a big body count, and this is how he was going to go out. But he had apparently never told anyone about it, or never threatened to do it, or never written it down anywhere.
Well, he had 45 guns, I think it's up to now.
Some of the, he had some in, he owned
she
a place.
She didn't notice?
He owns a place up by Reno. And no, he had a gun collection. I mean, you can have a gun collection. They're legal. So, just because somebody's got a gun collection doesn't mean they're going to, kill one person per gun or more. But in this case, that's, what happened. But and a lot of people have commented on how many.
I guess I just don't play by the same rule. I mean, the guy sent $100,000 down there. I can't imagine me going, Tam, why don't you go to Montana? I'll send you $100,000.
Well, now
stay up there 100 days.
She, he was reasonably wealthy, I guess.
I guess.
And she wanted to purchase a house, and so that was a down payment, I think, on a house in the Philippines, is the story that I got, because they were going to, apparently she thought he was going to be with her for a while. They had their place in Reno. They had a place in Mesquite, and then they were going to get a place in the Philippines as well. And just do a little traveling. And
did you see his place in Mesquite?
I did not.
If he's supposed to have all his money and stuff, there's no house on either side of it. It looks like a $300,000 house, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you would expect. But this is so interesting. It's a tragic thing.
Sure.
But all of these girls, the girlfriend and her sisters, are the Australian citizens. They've lived in Australia since the 80s.
Then they probably are.
Well, except for Donnelly or whatever her name is, Danley. She left Australia for the U.S. in 89, worked in casinos, and met the guy, mm-hmm. Paddock.
Yeah, big gambler.
Yeah.
But, and this is what the psychiatrist was simply speculating, and he doesn't know yet. They don't know. And I guess he did videotape some of what he was doing. So they're reviewing the videotapes and haven't revealed anything that's on those yet. But he also had cameras in the hallway, pointed different places, and a camera in the viewfinder of the, or whatever it's called, there in the door.
the vestibule, whatever.
Well, no, I mean the little thing you look through in the door to see who's outside.
Oh, the peephole.
The peephole, I guess. Sure. anyway, he had a camera in that too, so he could see what was going on.
Hmm.
So at some point, you know, he was planning on obviously the authorities showing up at his room and possibly killing him, and he killed himself before they got in there. But this psychiatrist said that maybe he just has always had this fantasy and never told anybody about it because, of course, it makes you sound completely insane. And he might have been completely insane.
But if you realize it enough to not tell anybody because you'll sound insane, wouldn't some part of you go, and that's insane, man?
Well, apparently it was a small enough part of him not to take over.
Then,
yeah.
Wow.
It's 8:45. KBY News time, 8:50. Investigators said last night that a retired accountant's shooting rampage was meticulously planned and included specially modified weapons and surveillance. We talked about this yesterday, and I'm trying to remember. I think it was it Mark that suggested
yes.
what these were, and he was exactly right. And included specially modified weapons and surveillance cameras aimed to spy on any police intruders who would try and stop his murderous deluge. At a late-night press conference Tuesday, authorities said Stephen Paddock made his attack even more deadly by adding more lethal components to his weapons. He had devices attached to 12 semi-automatic rifles that allowed them to mimic fully automatic gunfire.
Yeah, they're doing a hell of a job mimicking.
Yeah, basically it did the same thing that an automatic would do in terms of spraying bullets. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Special Agent in Charge Jill Schneider, any relation? Probably
nope.
not, said Paddock had nearly 50 guns, a combination of rifles, shotguns, and pistols in three locations. And again, not against the law. He could have been a gun collector. Well, I mean, we know now why he had certain ones.
Mm-hmm.
The gun attachment that mimics automatic gunfire is a little-known device called a bump stock, just exactly what Mark said, that is not widely sold. The stocks have been around for less than a decade, and Schneider said officials determined they were legal. That's one of those things where it's legal to own them, legal to sell them, but probably not legal to actually modify a weapon with them.
Have a gun with them installed.
Something of that nature.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Like, I don't know. There are different places where certain things are legal to own but not to use. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that pops into my head is fireworks in certain places. You know, where okay, you can buy these, but you can't set them off. All right then. As if that makes any difference to anybody. Paddock, who killed 58 people and eventually himself, that's where we had the 59. I kept thinking, you know, they kept saying yesterday, 59 people dead. And so immediately I just went to, okay, he killed 59 people. No, he was one of the 59.
Right.
59 people were killed in the incident. Well, by him, because he killed himself. Also injured 527 others in what is the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. And a guy told me yesterday, and he was right, there were 527 people injured. But, of course, some people were injured trying to get away.
Yep.
and were not shot. However, I don't know the number, you know, the difference there between those who were shot and those who were not shot. He shot a lot of people, let's put it that way.
He did.
He also used surveillance cameras to monitor police approaches to his room at the Mandalay Bay high-rise, including a camera that he positioned in the peephole of the door. I anticipate he was looking for anybody coming to take him into custody. That's what Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said. During the Sunday night rampage, a hotel security guard who approached the room was shot through the door and wounded in the leg. The fact that he had the type of weaponry and amount of weaponry in that room, it was pre-planned extensively, the sheriff said, and I'm pretty sure he evaluated everything that he did and his actions, and that is troublesome. The weirdest speculation I heard Monday, somebody says, well, you know, maybe he'd been trying to sleep at the Mandalay Bay, and he didn't like all the noise from the, you know, the country music festival. And I said, and he just happened to have a whole bunch of automatic weapons or modified semi-automatic weapons in his hotel room. Why do I think that isn't the case?
Yeah. It's probably not.
And the gun control debate obviously is reignited after every mass shooting. A lot of people are saying, well, this isn't the time to talk about that sort of thing. And it, as you know, somebody wrote in this morning and said, well, no, this isn't the time to talk about this thing. Let's just talk about it after the next mass shooting. And how likely is legislation? I'd say probably not terribly likely.
Nope.
CNN had a headline that said Americans want strict gun laws after mass shootings, but then their interest fades. So,
that's true, and it fades rather quickly.
Yeah, and the NRA has told people that, you know, if you pass something right now because of this, it'll be just reactionary and won't have anything to do with constitutional law. So, I don't know. But, of course, people are going to talk about this, and they're going to talk about it for some time. Now, what the police refer to as a mass shooting is any time one person shoots basically four people or more on the same day.
Right.
So, you know, you could be running from the police and shoot four people, and that's a mass shooting. So there are all sorts of different ways that a mass shooting can occur. However, in the last 365 days in the United States, there have been about 278 of them. And there are a lot of people that say, well, you know, I didn't realize the number was that high. Well, they don't all make the news.
True.
You know, people will say, boy, there were a lot of people shot in Chicago this weekend, but they don't actually tell you about each little incident necessarily.
Yeah, that the same guy shot four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which would make it a mass shooting.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But as we said, nobody ever killed 58 at one time before.
The thing that got me about this thing is how meticulously he planned this thing out. Apparently he was a smart guy, made a lot of money, and it was pretty well planned.
Yeah. But you wonder, what was it about his brain that made him go through with it?
Yep.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Well, another mass shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Four of the five deadliest mass shootings have happened in the last 5 years.
Yeah, we keep hearing about, you know, there's never been one this bad before, and then later there's never been one that
past
bad.
10 years.
I mean, Virginia Tech, I think, was a record, and then that one in Miami, Orlando, the Orlando nightclub last year was a record, and of course now this is a record, but.
Yeah.
Well, and this psychiatrist last night that I was watching was talking about this. He said that these people who actually are motivated to do this, the body count is important to them. It's important to them that they get coverage, and even if they're dead and don't see it themselves, they know they're going to be on their news, and people are going to remember their name. And you know, this is like there was always that theory about, you know, there were kids in your grade school that somebody said, oh, they love attention. They don't even care if it's bad attention. And apparently some people are really like that. I mean, I like to be praised. I'm sure you like to be praised, but you don't like to be roundly hated.
Yeah.
And there are some people just, well, as long as my name's out there, no such thing as bad publicity.
Five deadliest shootings. This one, of course, number one, 58. Yeah. Orlando, Florida, the nightclub in Orlando, which was June 12th. Of last year, Blacksburg, Virginia, Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
That was in 07, 32. Newtown, Connecticut, on the right before Christmas.
At the grade school, yeah.
In the 12th, yeah, 27. And then the one that's not in the in the past 10 years, Killeen, Texas.
That was at Luby's.
Yeah, the Luby's cafeteria.
Right. That guy, he drove a pickup truck through the window and then got out of the pickup truck and just started shooting people.
Yeah, that was October 16th of 91.
Yeah.
Killed 23.
Now, I got kind of a simple question for you. And this is based on the modifications that were done to the semi-automatic weapons that the guy had. And, you know, as we talked about yesterday, we had a caller, Mark, that absolutely, he nailed it. He talked about the bump stock.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, apparently a bump stock is legal to buy. It's legal to own. It's legal to sell. It's not legal to use. And it's not legal to apparently modify a weapon in that way. That part I don't know for sure. At a gun club, people get to use machine guns and stuff like that every now and then because it's
You've been to those places and
they're fun, you know. People like to shoot a machine gun as long as they're not killing other people. People like to shoot up a target or something, and it's I guess it's a lot of fun. I haven't had the opportunity to do it, but
they all over two places I've seen a lot of these clubs.
Yeah,
one is Vegas.
Okay.
They're always upstairs. And the second is Hawaii.
Oh, they're inside, huh?
Yeah. Oh, they're in Hawaii, they're everywhere.
Mm.
You see them on the street.
So like an indoor gun range.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we've got something of that nature here
we have several here.
In the area, yeah.
Yeah.
I just, you know, like I said, I haven't been to them. I'm not really it's just not a hobby of mine, let's put it that way. Yeah. But to people for whom it is a hobby, I mean, they love it. But, you know, obviously the law is you're not supposed to shoot somebody else with one of these things.
Right.
But if something's illegal to use, there are a lot of people who think, well, you shouldn't be able to own it or purchase it either. And I guess there's a certain amount of sense to that.
Can you think of anything else?
Well, I mentioned the fireworks.
Right.
I don't know if marijuana would fall into that. You know, it's legal to... It's legal to buy it, legal to have it at
it
some point.
It kind of does.
In some places. I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't looked into the
You can buy it, but
the
not
laws.
Here.
I know in Idaho it's not legal, and that's fine with me because I don't care one way or the other. But and not even medicinal is legal here.
Right.
It's like I said, they could legalize marijuana in Idaho, and it doesn't mean I'm going to go out and start smoking it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes are legal right now, and I don't smoke them.
Exactly. Let's go to Butch and Jerome. Butch.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. What a sad deal we got going on. You're just naming off all those mass shootings, you know, and it makes me wondering, every one of them, wouldn't somebody have had some kind of idea that something was going to happen with these people?
You would think you know? So, except for the Vegas one. How are you going to know there?
Yeah.
Well, how does one think to oneself, hey, that looks like the sort of guy that would probably go into a room and kill dozens of people. I mean, that's not really one of those thoughts that pops into your head. Well, I mean, it might this week, but not normally pops into your head.
Right. Well, I would think that somebody, you know, somewhere, you know, I think that's how society's gotten, though. We know something's wrong or think something could be wrong, but yeah, we don't say nothing. We don't want to be the squealer and that kind of thing, you know.
One thing I saw, Butch, was the guy breaks out two windows on the 32nd floor.
Right.
Nobody saw that?
Right.
Well, no, he did it when he was shooting. He just shot through the windows.
Well,
he broke the windows
and then started
shooting.
Oh,
is that what he did? That's
but,
right.
But,
did.
Yeah,
okay.
There was but there was loud music going on, so there were a lot of things.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
There were a lot of things that could happen without
that's
people.
That's very true.
You know, and when people heard the shooting, even at first, they thought that was fireworks that had something to do with the festival, because, you know, the festival was festive.
Lower caliber guns.
As they tend to be.
He started out with lower caliber guns and then went to big tanks.
You know, it's like that bump stock you're talking about. I know a guy, I've never shot it, but I know a guy's got two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen him shoot. I've never used them. But now,
do you know whether I trust
the guy.
Do you know? Well, yeah. Do you know whether it's legal to actually to modify a gun with one of those and use it?
Yeah, they are legal. That's what he told. That's what he tells me. He bought them. He bought them basically on, you know, over the counter.
Right.
But they're a neat looking thing. I personally don't have any use for one. You know, I've got a few semi-automatics, you know, and that's another thing that irritates me, like with the government. They say, well, the only use for a semi-automatic is to kill people. Well, no, it's not. I hunt a lot of ducks, and I get tired of pumping the pump action. I'm getting older, you know. But they just keep blaming all this stuff on everybody, and it's not the case. But, you know, if somebody out there, if you ever think something might be wrong, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Call the authority.
The sheriff.
Madman.
Yeah.
well, circumvents all the laws.
The sheriff,
one man,
yesterday in Las Vegas, he said that as part of this press conference. He's held several press conferences. This one happened to be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. And he said that there are a lot of people who see something that's kind of out of the ordinary or unusual, and it might scare them, it might weird them out a little, but they think, well, I don't want to bother the police with that because it's it's probably nothing. And he said, bother the police. Now, nobody, most people don't want, the place where they live to turn into a police state where you can't step outside without the police checking out what you're doing. However,
well, I totally understand what you're saying, Chris, but here's my thing. You know, you guys know I've called in for years about my mom being killed by a drunk. I mean, 19 years, the 17th of this month.
Right.
I turn in every drunk driver I see. I know I've been responsible for 34 convictions of drunk drivers in 17 years. That's a lot of drunk drivers. Now, there's people listening. Well, you're probably some of them. You don't like it? Come talk to me. But I don't care. I'll do it again tonight. But see, stuff like that. But I don't want to get involved. Well, get involved. You might save somebody's life. Some little kid, somebody's mom, somebody's dad. You know, but people would call into your show when I was calling. I remember one lady in particular, Elizabeth, real heavy German accent. She called me a Nazi because I was turning in people for drunk driving. I saved it on my computer. I still can't believe she did that. But people got to get involved. Scared to get involved.
First of all, you're turning in people who are actually in the process of doing something that is against the law.
Correct.
Okay, so, I mean, the sheriff yesterday was just talking about, you know, if you suspect something might be going on or you just kind of have this, you know, this idea that something is odd. And, what you're doing, I mean, somebody's clearly breaking the law.
Yeah.
And a danger to other people. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Butch. It's 9:16.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 9:21. KBOI Rewards Code Modify. M-O-D-I-F-Y, Modify. Go to 670KBOI.com, enter Modify. Earn today's 5,000 rewards points. From 1966 to 2012, nearly a third of the world's mass shootings took place in the United States. A 2016 study looked at 292 incidents in which four or more people were killed. It found 90 of them occurred in the U.S. Put another way, while the U.S. has 5% of the world's population, it had 31% of all public mass shootings.
Well, you know, there are a lot of countries where you cannot buy or own or carry or even think about a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people who do have them will shoot you if you do.
Can you name anybody else in the top five?
Who else? The mass shootings?
Mm-hmm.
I know Norway had one.
That didn't make the list.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Mexico?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm just thinking because they're, you know, so Canada?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that lets our neighbors out.
Yep.
Russia?
Yep, they're third.
Okay. China?
Nope.
Now I'm just naming large places.
Yeah. Philippines is second.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Russia third. Yemen.
Oh.
Fourth.
Yeah.
And France, fifth.
I didn't expect anywhere there on the Arab, you know, peninsula, the Arabian Peninsula to be on that list, but okay.
Yeah.
And France, all right, yeah.
And I understand why, yeah.
Yeah.
People have a greater chance of dying in mass shootings if they're where?
In front of a gun? I really don't know the answer, so.
At school.
Oh, all right.
Or in a place of business.
Okay.
So, don't go to school
Don't go to work.
According to FBI data.
That would kind of mess things up, wouldn't it?
Schools and businesses represent 7 of 10
okay.
active shooting. Some of the
so
countries,
a lot of them are probably some people who are just angry, you know, and they snap. I mean, they may have a psychotic, episode or something, but whatever you call it, they go to their workplace and shoot everybody down the hallway. Which used to be called, because it happened in post offices there about four times within 2 years. What was it, back in the late 80s, I guess. Postal, and so people started saying, they started calling it going postal, which, by the way, the postal workers never liked.
Can understand why.
Yeah.
Some of the most high-profile mass shootings have occurred in schools and businesses. Mm-hmm. Sandy Hook, fairly well-planned. Columbine, well-planned. Virginia Tech.
Yeah, he locked the doors.
He did. And San Bernardino.
That was at a party, right? At work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overseas, these incidents typically happen at military installations.
Mm.
Isn't that funny? I can only remember the one in, there's one in Texas, in Washington.
I'm going to go with odd or strange.
Yeah, odd. Yeah.
Just as a choice of word.
Yeah. Most shooters take their own lives or are killed.
Yeah.
70% of active shooter incidents end with the shooter or shooters dead, according to the FBI.
And this is what that psychiatrist said. He said to a lot of them, basically they're just committing suicide, but they want to do it in a spectacular way. And for some reason, it doesn't bother them to take a whole bunch of people with them.
Yeah, the John Bon Jovi song, Blaze of Glory. Go out in a blaze of glory, people will remember you forever. Until next week.
Yeah.
KBOA News Time, 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
We are back. Do I have to give anything here? Have I given it? We've done everything. Good.
All right, then.
When gun control debates peak, so does demand for guns. And we noticed, I noticed this morning, gun stocks are flying. They're going way up again.
Well, do you remember even after Obama was elected in 2008, all of a sudden nobody could find any ammunition because people were stocking up on it? Because they thought there was a chance that, he might do something to get rid of guns. He didn't, but, they really thought so at the time.
And then...
Mm-hmm.
The demand for guns goes up.
Yeah.
Background checks carried out. And the biggest number of background checks carried out was in the month after the San Bernardino shootings back in December of 2015. I think that one tended to shake people up a little bit more because the guy was kind of affable. He was friendly.
He
turned and bit the hand that bit him.
Yeah, it shook up a lot of people because it was a Muslim couple.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are some people who just say, okay, fine, that's it. No more of that. However, it's still America and you can still be from anywhere.
Yeah. One of the things I noticed this morning, gun stocks on the stock exchange.
Yeah.
Up. Isn't that funny? It's not funny. Ha ha. It's kind of funny. Strange.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, so somebody gets shot. I'm buying another gun.
Yeah, that tends to be a reaction.
Yeah. Civilians in the U.S. own 270 million guns, according to a 2007 report by a Switzerland-based small arms survey.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to arm every adult in the U.S. and have weapons left over. And it makes America the number one country per capita of firearms.
Right.
Also, in more than half of the American mass shooting cases, the shooter had more than one firearm. In global incidents, the shooter typically had only one gun.
Well, yeah, and there are some where there's been a plan to commit mayhem, and that's different than somebody who suddenly is mad and snaps and happens to have a weapon. I think the outcome tends to be
surprised.
The outcome does tend to be similar.
Yeah. Most guns per capita, 88.8% U.S.
Mm-hmm. However, that's, you know, that would be if everybody only had one.
Number two, Yemen.
Yeah.
Number three, Switzerland. Number four, Finland.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Number five, Serbia, followed by Cyprus, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Uruguay, and Sweden.
I never think of Scandinavians as having guns.
Yeah, that's surprising.
You know, Norway, Finland, Denmark, and Sweden.
Sweden, yeah. Most gun owners say a firearm is essential to their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
74%. That's big. That's a big number.
Well, it's in the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, it's not the 25th Amendment. It's the second one.
Yeah. They say this right is essential. Only 35% of non-gun owners feel the same way. Essential to your freedom.
Well, I guess if you don't own a gun, it wouldn't be essential to you.
True.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it does. All right, let's go to John of Nampa. John, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to, and I'm not really sure what I mean by this. It's just I'm going to throw the logic around and see what sticks. Chris just now said this guy was a Muslim that shot somebody, you know, referring to another incident.
Yeah, in San Bernardino, right.
And that's just too bad because this is America and you can be whatever religion you want to be.
Yeah, or from any place you want to be from.
Or
just happen to be from.
And this guy used an AR-15, and that's just too bad. Well, this is America. You can have a gun.
I didn't say it was too bad.
No. I'm just using the logic. That the same logic you used for the Muslim guy, I'm applying to the AR-15. The blowback for one is different than the other is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it depends on people's point of view. I mean, if you are pro-gun and anti-Muslim, you will be saying, well, okay, we need to ban Muslims from the country. And if you're the opposite, you'll say we need to ban guns from the country. Everybody wants to ban something whenever the tool that is a gun is used incorrectly.
But according to how you just said that, you have more value on one than the other.
Okay, well, I apologize.
No, I don't have to apologize for it. It's just it's human nature. I'm just throwing that out there so it could be identified.
So I value life more than I do tools?
You value your ability to protect yourself more than
other people's lives? I don't know. Kind of depends on the situation. I wouldn't say in every situation. So
okay, there we go. That's now we're thinking. Now we're thinking.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call. That was interesting.
I may have missed a lot there, but that wouldn't be the first time.
let's go to Steve of Boise. Steve.
I missed a few things, too.
Yeah.
You know, the statistic that really blows me away is that when you consider the amount of guns we have in this country and the freedom we have, and you put that into perspective, one gun per person on average and a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're the fourth, I think I heard it was the fourth criminal type state in the world, if you take those, but you take out the four largest cities, and it drops to like 112.
Oh, there you go.
And all those four cities, and I don't remember, I think Chicago was one, L.A., New York, and Washington, if I remember right, maybe Detroit was in the mix.
Houston.
But if you take those out, we drop to 112 as far as crime.
Well, that is much better.
And you know, that just, I mean, for having so many guns, we are so much safer than some countries that have no guns at all.
Mm-hmm.
As far as crime goes. And, you know, it's amazing how you can manipulate statistics. Just amazing.
Well, okay, good point.
It is indeed.
Well, so people...
They have a good one.
Oh, good point.
Thanks, Steve.
I don't know. Well, what is it? I get, people who are poor tend to shoot more people than people who have money.
Mm-hmm.
And people who live in very close quarters tend to shoot more people than people who live far away from each other.
Right.
And so poor people in close quarters shoot the most people. So your oldest and largest cities will have the most killings.
That's true.
Also, or you can blame it on, you know, what race they are if you want, but that's not what I'm going to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of the machismo stuff that goes around in races that, being from Twin Falls, we can't understand.
Well, a little.
We kind of can. Never mind. Bad thing. We can understand. It's 9:45.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:49. Paul, Jay, and Chris on a Wednesday morning. Let's go to Mike in Boise. Mike, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I really don't think anything's going to happen on the gun front because you have extremists on the left, you have extremists on the right.
Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight.
And they just lock up.
Yep.
However, if a real simple starting point could be agreed upon, progress, some slim progress might be met that both sides could agree on. And I think one would be, I would nominate this one, that anyone that buys a gun that doesn't have prior military service should have some, at least an hour of training on what exactly they have purchased, how it works, and the safety procedures for that particular weapon. 1 hour. As a dip your toe in this increased safety business.
Sure, sure.
See how that works. And the bullheads on the left who want to jump in and try to change a culture overnight, which will never happen, and the bullheads on the right who are well-funded by NRA and control many members of Congress, all state they are for safety, and this is just a mild step forward.
Yeah, in some crazy way, you're making the mass shooter more proficient.
Wonder what you would do if you...
Yeah,
if you like, you know,
if
you got one as a
shooter like this guy, he's pretty damn proficient.
Oh, then this guy needed no help, man.
Yeah, that's right. Another thing that might be the second step is to actually do one of these two things. If you are on a mental health list for dangerous behavior, you can't buy a gun while you're in that status. You know what I mean? Another one might be if you're on the no-fly list because you're expected of being a terrorist, you should probably have your right to buy a gun suspended until further adjudication. Anyhow, hopefully something small could happen based on this, but that's my best hope.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good stuff.
Probably shouldn't be able to buy chemical fertilizer in some situations either.
That's funny. Mike wants to make shooters more proficient.
Well, no, not shooters, gun owners.
I know.
You know, so that you don't accidentally shoot yourself or somebody in your family or anybody who isn't robbing your house and threatening you or something.
Yeah. Do you feel a need for a gun? Let me put this another way.
All right.
Because I think if you felt a need, you would have one.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Has there ever been an instance when you wished you had a gun?
You mean...
For protection, I guess.
For protection?
I guess.
As opposed to just being really mad?
Boy, that too.
Let's put it this way. There have been times when I...
Behind the wheel.
There have been... there have been times when I pretended to myself that I wished I had a gun, but really I didn't.
Yeah. Because no good would come from it.
Let's put it this way. I don't really want to use one. And I'm guessing that most people who have one for protection... Now, not everybody, because I knew a guy one time who... I think he drove down the street hoping somebody would try to carjack him. You know, because he just...
I know the type. Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. But I've only known like one of those guys, so it's not everybody. But I'm just saying, I think most people who have a gun for protection probably would hope that they go through life and not have to use it.
Have you ever wished you had one?
Let's put it, I've been lucky, I guess. I haven't ever had a home invasion.
There were a couple of guys on my porch one time.
Yeah.
I wished I had a gun. Very shortly thereafter, I did.
Were they just menacing, or were they trying to break in, or was it?
No, they were trying to break in.
Okay. All right. Well, see, that makes sense, because that's kind of what they're for.
All right, you guys, get out of here. I'm going to count to three. I've got a gun. I lied. I'm coming after you.
Well, I'd probably yell the same thing. Freeze or I'll shoot.
Yeah. And then it went, okay, go ahead, shoot. Why? I mean, you know, what do you do then?
I don't know.
What do you do that if you have a gun, though?
Well, and that was an old Robin Williams joke, and he was talking
about.
He talked about in England, he says, in England, you don't have a gun, and the policeman doesn't have a gun. So the policeman's chasing you, and he yells, stop, or I'll yell stop again.
Stop, or I'll throw this nightstick and try and trip you.
Yeah, but, I mean, even that's...
You know, they're trained to do that.
Well, that's... Yeah.
They throw it like a scythe. I don't think that works.
Or a boomerang?
Yeah, well...
Kind of a straight boomerang.
Yeah, kind of.
Those things are heavy, though. Have you ever...
Boomerangs?
No, have you ever had...
Oh, nightstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to say that in a way where it would sound clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe tomorrow we can talk about something else.
Yeah, well, ideally, yeah. It kind of depends on what's...
We've been here before. There's no definitive answer.
It depends on what's revealed between now and tomorrow morning.
True.
As it almost always does.
Paul, Jane, Chris, Idaho's First Morning News.